It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And Jethro, which is country with a twist. I like my gin with a twist of lime. So we're all good here. Barbecue Bob, what's cooking, baby?
Jop is the king of segues. No matter what word you throw at it, he's going to weave it into a sentence. I do like a twist of lime, too.
Yeah.
I like a whole wedge, actually.
Yep, exactly.
So what's happening is you're going tailgating, so I thought I'd help you with a little bit of a menu.
All right, man. that's a lot of fun. We got... I owe Barbecue Bob a giant debt of gratitude, and we're going to go public with this, is that I did an event for work on Tuesday night last week, and it was a small barbecue for about 45 people. The problem was is I had like 12 menu items, and it wasn't a problem because we pulled it off, but and I use we because Bob's in my pocket here. Bob worked his tail off cooking, and I kind of ran food out to the masses and cooked a little bit. But great time. Big thank you to Barbecue Bob. Stepped up and helped me out just a ton. We had a great time. Big shout out to Gravel Bottom Brewery. They opened up their place for us. We rented it and had a nice little private party. So real good stuff. But
those guys, they're just a good crew.
Yeah.
They're buddies.
Yep.
And that's what buddies do. They help each other.
Right. Exactly. That's what Grilling Guys are all about. So.
And their brewer is my buddy's son-in-law.
Yeah.
So it's always nice to go in there because I was at his wedding years ago.
Sure. Sure.
But that pumpkin beer they had was awesome. Their Pilsner is fantastic.
Right. And they got one called Nookie that's really a light IPA. Those are three of their more popular beers. If you've not been to Gravel Bottom Brewery, it's in Ada. I think it's 452 Ada Drive, but it's right on where Ada Drive and Fulton meet, right out there by the Amway headquarters.
All the new buildings there.
Yeah, all
it's
the new
right
buildings.
Right on the corner,
yeah.
Right by the Fresh Market,
right.
The Spartan store there.
Yep, exactly. But big shout out to them, too. We had great beer, great food, great fun, met a lot of good people. So life's good, man. But
it was a ton of fun. So here's the deal. His chef brought in his old smoker, and it's been there for a year or two, but it sits outside.
Right.
And it's not covered.
Right.
And it's getting rusty, and they don't use it much. When they do, it's probably fine for them, but we got to perform. We got to turn out a bunch of product.
Right.
And it was a challenge because when I opened up the coal bed, it was full of water. Because of all the rain.
Right.
Cover your smoker. You need to cover yours, young man.
Yeah, well, like I told you, my tent just folded up like a glove.
Is yours covered right now, your big one?
No, it was until the wind just tore the heck out of my
And your
canopy.
Your covers are in my woods.
I understand. But there was a tent over it until the wind started blowing 40 miles an hour and tied it in a knot. So after the show today, we're going to buy one. So... but anyway.
Well, I have one in my car for you.
I understand, but that one is our show one, and I don't, you know, whatever. We'll work it out.
Yeah,
we'll work it out.
So anyway, we had our challenges. Jop's trying to be a host along with his boss, and people are wanting to come over to the grill instead of going through the front door, getting their name tags and everything.
Right, yeah, right.
They just zero in on the food. But what a bunch of great people.
Yep.
And Jop sells health insurance, so these are people he wants to sell health insurance to their companies.
Right.
And Rob Z, what a great guy.
Yeah.
We're like best friends. You're out.
That's good. That's all good, man. You know what? He'll see the light. He'll come back.
I don't see him texting you.
No.
Let's see. Here he is. Yeah, buddy, I'm good.
Yeah, right.
No, he's from Jose Babushka's fame.
Yeah.
It's just when you're hanging out at the grill with a beer, it's just, how can you not have fun?
We had a blast. And we had both the Tech, which is an infrared grill. You probably heard us talk about that. If you're new to the show, that's a high-end piece of equipment that Bob used to sell those. And I inherited one when he got a new one. And boy, that's been 7-8 years ago.
That thing is just a performer.
I know. It just keeps cranking out the great food. But yeah, so I think the star of the show was the simple recipe, and I'm going to give it to you all again, is we got from Sobey Meats. He gave me these fillets of Alaskan sockeye salmon, that real deep red color.
You think
salmon.
That was the star?
I do. Because, well, I'm going to tell you why. It was the presentation. It wasn't necessarily the
because I was going to say the stuff wrapped dates.
Oh yeah, we'll get to those too.
Or the pepperdews.
But the piece of salmon, real simple. Let's use 4 ounces of maple syrup, 4 ounces of whole grain mustard, the kind with the seeds in it, a tablespoon of rosemary, and some lemon zest, the rind off the outside of a lemon. You mix all that together. I put that fillet of salmon skin side down on a cedar plank that had been soaking for an hour so it didn't catch on fire first, right? And you spray that, or you just rub that glaze on top of it, put it on the grill, and what it was on there, maybe 10, 15 minutes, Bob, before the board was actually, the one that was the showstopper, was I pulled one of those off, and the edges of the board were burning, and I grabbed it with a set of tongs, and I walked inside while it was still on fire.
And that's always the best part.
Right, yeah. And everybody's head turns like, oh, my God, what's that? And I just put it in the chafing dish. And
nobody
I
threw a beer on you?
Right, yeah, no. They're like, oh. I'm like, don't worry, watch this. I just threw it in the chafing dish, put the lid on, and of course, then it smoked a little bit, right? And you open the top, and there's smoke coming out. It was pretty
salmon.
Cool. Right, yeah, exactly. But it was that was good.
We did that. We discovered that accidentally one year,
right.
Up north, yeah, in Houghton
Lake.
Town.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it was turning heads there, so I did it again.
Well, the cool thing about it, if you get a thin enough cedar plank,
right,
because the fish is on a certain part of it, the only part that catches fire is the part you don't need.
Right, see, edge.
Because with that fish on it, it's parting enough moisture on that cedar, it's not going to catch fire.
Right.
So it kind of custom trims your board for yeah, you and gives yeah. you a really nice look.
Yeah.
So the other call it a dirty salmon.
Right, yeah. The other one's hot salmon. The other one that was good, Bob mentioned, was a pitted date, which is a dried fruit.
And we covered last week.
Yeah, we covered them last week. Real quick, I put a pecan half, right, or a whole pecan in there, and then wrapped them with thin bacon and stuck a skewer through them, and we grilled them. And if you've never,
those are
probably,
always good.
You're probably wrinkling up your nose like a date with a walnut
wonderful.
And bacon. They're
wonderful.
Amazing. They're just amazing. So
pecan
anyway,
or walnut, which make
it
up your mind.
It was a pecan. Excuse me. Yes, it was. It was a pecan.
You can also do it with blue cheese
yeah.
or gorgonzola. That's
yep.
how we normally, that's how we first had it.
Right.
When Chef Jeff made them for us.
Right.
But these are fun, simple things you can do. And that's what this show is supposed to be about, is to just give you ideas.
Right.
Because we don't know it all.
Nope, we sure don't. But we know how to have fun.
Yeah.
And the good news is you can do all of this with one hand, because the other hand should have a beer in it
yes,
when you're
indeed.
Doing it.
Indeed.
And that's what this was all about. This beers and barbecue event was just a great time. You could do one in your backyard.
We need to do that at Schmo's some night, because
right.
they're our sponsor,
right.
and they
yep.
have a great little beer garden.
They do, and it's a lot of work.
And there's a fence around it.
Right? It was a lot
so
of work,
the
but there's a lot of fun.
The health can't come and bug us.
Right, yeah. Well, if you're doing a private party, the health inspector's got no jurisdiction.
That.
So that's
that.
Why we were good.
Yeah.
But anyway, so,
plus,
that, so
nice
that's all cool.
Plus kitchen at Gravel Bottom.
Yeah, yep, exactly. So what else did we cook, Bob? One more recipe.
Well, the shrimp, which I didn't have any of. I was busy. I didn't get to eat.
I didn't either.
The pepperdews were really good.
Yeah. If you don't know what a pepperdew is, it's about the size of a quarter, and it's a little red pepper.
Looks like a cherry bomb.
Right. It's like a cherry pepper. They're sweet. They're not hot, and they're cored, and then they're sold in, like, oil, right? And you take them out of the oil, drain them.
Isn't there just a touch of heat with them?
No, not much. They're kind of a sweet pepper.
Okay.
But then I bought goat cheese with blueberries on top. And that sounds odd too, right? But you take a little wedge of that blueberry goat cheese, put it inside the pocket of the pepperdew, and then we threw them in the smoker. And just enough to heat up that cheese a little bit to settle into that pepper, put just a light smoke flavor on them. People are like, once again, this is the part I like about doing these things like that and the dates as well. People wrinkle up their nose. They're like, oh, my God, I'd never have any of that until they try one. Then they're like, oh, I'm going to have another one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So then you know you hit a home run. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk about some dips, I think, because they're easy make aheads, and we can serve those anytime. And who doesn't like a dip on a vegetable or a cracker or something like that? So you're listening to Grilling Guys, Country with a Twist. We hope you tune in here and get some more recipes. We'll talk to you in a second. This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson. That's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids. We even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitt full. Shooting.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys Show Plan. What show plan? We're just going to make this work today.
We're just blabbing here.
Yeah, it ain't no big deal. But someday, one of you listeners is going to hook up with Barbecue Bob and I somewhere when we're out and about, and you'll understand how this show comes to be every week.
What a train wreck we are. Yeah, those guys couldn't even talk.
Right.
So, yeah. You know, I want to talk about this smoked onion dip. I get these emails from barbecue guys all over the country,
sure.
Right? You get on their mailing list. And one of the guys I really enjoy, his name is Heath, H-E-A-T-H, Heath Riles. And he's really good. I mean,
that's a country. Does he sing country music? That's kind of a country boy.
No,
name.
He really knows his stuff. And that's why I don't follow just anybody who has recipes. I don't want Mr. Cut and Paste. I want somebody who really knows their stuff. And Heath has never disappointed me. But this is called smoked onion dip. And I mean, it just sounds good without even tasting it. Because who doesn't love onion dip, for one thing, on your potato chips?
On anything.
And then when you know somebody really good barbecue chef did it. So what it has in it is a garlic butter rub. Now, Heath sells his own, so he recommends his. But you can get garlic butter rubs from 10, 20 different vendors. A simple citrus rub.
And those are sometimes called Memphis rubs,
well,
or not so much?
Not quite. A citrus, that's more Worcestershire, but kind of along that line. You might be able to go with that, but you can do anything you want. Mm-hmm. Here's the rule. There's no rule.
Right. Well, we'll follow his recipe because it's good.
Yeah, and then he's got some Lee and Perrins, of course, Worcestershire.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say that. He's got Kitchen Accomplice reduced sodium beef broth. Okay, they're obviously a sponsor of his.
Right.
So beef broth.
Right. So he's got rub, Worcestershire, and beef broth so far,
yep.
And we don't have any onions yet.
Yep. So, and then we need some cream cheese.
Oh yeah.
Two medium onions, a poblano pepper. Here's where you get me excited.
Right.
And then, of course, the two rubs we talked about, the beef broth, which I'm taking, you're not going to put much in. A cup of mayo and then grated Parmesan. Jop's got plenty left over from the other night if you need some. and then mixed cheese, mac and cheese blend. So I don't know who makes that cheese blend, but again, whatever cheese you want.
Right.
I would use a nice sharp cheddar because you've got the cream cheese already for the creamy texture. What you don't want to do is go with a cheese that's going to end up stringy, you know, right. Like a guac cheese
mozzarella or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. That's going to melt and be stringy.
There's no such thing as a guac cheese. White,
well, we're making guac a little later.
What's the cheese? Queso cheese.
Right.
Queso cheese is, you know, it'll make a mess all over your shirt.
Right.
So anyway, whatever you like for cheese there. And then so you basically you get your grill up to temp. you put the cream cheese in a cast iron skillet, and you score it a little bit, and you put some rub on it. Then I would be scoring the onions first or searing the onions before I do any of this. And then you cook the cream cheese, onions, poblano pepper for 350 or 30 minutes on your grill. Then you remove, you chop up your poblano, and I would probably have the poblano on there too, or at least in the smoker. And then you mix your peppers, cream cheese. I'm going to put this on the website because I hate reading directions on a radio show. It's boring. But it's basically a wonderful tailgate dip because nobody's going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had it.
Nope.
Never even seen it, but it sounds
fantastic.
And
I guarantee that that's a make-ahead deal.
Oh, yeah.
That you could make and then just throw it in the fridge and just bring it with you when you head it. So
And
a lot
again,
going on in there.
There is, but you get to the tailgating, and one of the tricks is always heating things up or keeping them hot.
Right.
And I think the first guy that comes up with a little crock pot that'll plug into your lighter is going to have a home run.
yeah, with an extension cord, because you don't want to eat cheese off your car seat. But
again, but
anyway, so we made. We made some beef brisket sliders on Tuesday night, but that's not the only way you can make them. You're talking about this with an eye around.
No, a couple weeks ago I talked about an eye of round because I've always found them to be kind of worthless.
Right.
You know, it's a cheap way out of buying beef. But in all actuality, again, reading an article from another chef, I saw where he was smoking that eye of round up to 135, put some rub on it, smoke it. Or you could do it indirect grilling, however you want. You could do it in your oven, for crying out loud. And then pulling it off and wrapping it in plastic and refrigerating it. And
do you let it rest first before you wrap it, or you put it?
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't?
No.
My mom always taught me is you never put hot meat in the cold refrigerator. You let it cool down to room temperature before you put it in.
It's a big piece. Well, no, she was right because... you can actually trap that heat in there, and you'll get in the danger zone. Rob and I used to teach that in the classes. You know, people throwing a whole wrapped butt right in the refrigerator. It'll hover in the danger zone for too long, and you'll create bacteria.
Yeah.
So she was right. She was ahead of her time.
Right. Yeah. No, she was ahead of my kitchen when I was growing up. Is what it was.
It's too bad you didn't listen to her.
Right. I know. Well, see, I listened. I just didn't know what I was listening to.
So these eye of round, you chill them down overnight, and then the next morning you put them on your cutting board. You get a nice sharp, you know, like I have my brisket knife that I really like.
Right.
Just get a nice.
Still got the cut on the palm from mine.
That was sharp.
Yes, it was.
So basically some muscles, if they have a long grain in them, and a brisket's a classic example, the eye of round's a class, because it's a long muscle. Right. So those strands of muscle run throughout it. So you want to cut across it. And I like to bevel my blade at a 45.
Right.
Call it a bias.
Right.
So you put a bias on it and you cut across that grain really thin, paper thin.
If you can. Yeah. That's a sharp knife.
You can.
I understand. But you got to have a sharp knife.
That's why you want your meat cold.
Right.
Because it'll slice better. Right.
Right.
And you slice it all up and you bring that to the tailgate, or you make your sliders beforehand, mm-hmm. which is probably smarter, but you know,
I just don't like the meat on the bread for too long.
I don't
and
either.
If I make them ahead of time, then it's always there's a potential to be soggy by the time I'm ready to serve.
Well,
them.
These aren't real juicy. It's a very lean piece of meat, which is why you slice it thin. But eye of round, you can get that at Sobey. Heck, they have them right next door to where we were at that Fresh Market in Ada.
Yeah, you know what I would do with that is do exactly what Bob said, but then I'd reconstitute it at the grill at my tailgate. I'd bring just a little metal pan to throw right on the grill, maybe put like a half a cup of beef broth in there and maybe a couple pounds of that meat and just let it warm up a little bit with the juice on it.
You absolutely could.
And then put it on the bun and serve them. Because then you get a little of that juicy flavor, and ooh, man.
If you want to serve them warm, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And you'd want a little au jus.
Right. Yep. Plus, then you can make it ahead. I mean, this whole thing about tailgating is the more you can make ahead so you don't have to fuss with it when you get to the game, then it's an easier serve.
Yeah,
and
there's
I've got
enough things to worry about when you're tailgating.
Later in the show, I'll talk. I've got this tailgate on Saturday. Well, it is, you're going to hear this Saturday. We're taping it early because I got to be over there at O Dark 30 when they put the game on at noon. Then it jacked up my entire plan, so we're here. But anyway, so we'll cover that tailgate food menu that we're doing this weekend a little later in the show. But stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys on The Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro Country with a Twist. Say that three times fast, man.
Network.
It's your network. Yep, yeah. Just like a chicken. But anyway, hey, we're glad you're listening. We've been covering tailgate food, and we got somebody on the live line right now that, Bob, you're familiar with this young lady.
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
This lady learned how to make a wonderful guacamole dip in Florida, a very nice Mexican restaurant, and that's after she moved out of our house. And it's not my wife.
Oh.
It's my number two daughter, Maggie.
Hello.
Maggie Schofield now. So Maggie has a guac that everybody uses her recipe. It's that good. It's just perfect. So take it away, Maggie.
All right. So obviously you need some nicely ripened avocados. Just go to the store, give them a feel. If they're a little bit soft, then they're about perfect. Or you can pop off the little, stem piece, and if it's green, then they're ripe.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But so you only get to do that once, though, if somebody went ahead of you and did that already.
Yeah, someone's already done it and it turns brown. And then
it's got cancer.
And then I like to use Roma tomatoes,
okay,
some red onion, fresh jalapeno if you like a little heat, lime, and garlic powder, not fresh garlic.
So you like Roma because they're not real juicy, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're nice. There's not a lot of the fleshy inside.
Right.
They keep up their texture in the dip.
Okay.
So white pepper and then salt. So I always
go through that list again. It's
Roma tomato, avocados, red onions, fresh jalapeno if you like it, lime, garlic powder, white pepper, and salt.
No cilantro?
And of cilantro, of course.
Okay.
The best part. So I like to mash the avocado first. Then I add in the lime juice. I like a lot of lime, so I'll do three avocados and two limes. But it's obviously everything in this is to taste. So if you want to start out with one lime and then add more as you go, that's the best part of the guac is that you can keep adding stuff as you go. So mash the avocado, add the lime juice, and then I mix in the garlic powder, white pepper, and the salt. Then you can add in the jalapeno and the red onion and mix everything together and the cilantro. And then I like to add the tomatoes last because I don't mix it very much with it. You don't mash them all up.
Right.
So, Maggie, are we with that jalapeno? I do like a little heat. Your dad likes a lot more than I do. But are you dicing that fine when you mix it in there?
I like to dice it really fine so that the flavor kind of spreads throughout the dip. But if you like bigger chunks, Bob probably does. You can do bigger chunks, but I like to do a fine dice.
I'd be with you on that. Yep, just a little bit of heat everywhere, not a lot in one bite would be better for me. Yeah. Yep, cool. So what do you serve that with? Just taco chips?
On the border chips.
On the border.
Kind.
Okay, man. All right. And they are not a sponsor, but they're soon to be because we're talking about them, right?
There you go.
Right.
All right. And thanks so much. It's wonderful to have you on the show again, honey.
Oh, happy to be here.
Okay. Right. Have a great day.
Bye. Right. I love you guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Love you too.
Yep. So she's got two children now.
Yes. Right? Two beautiful little girls.
Right.
Apple of my eye.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I have four granddaughters.
I know.
Yeah.
No grandsons, but it's the girls that are having them, so there's no namesakes anyway.
There might be a grandson on the way.
Yeah, right. Yep.
To be discussed.
You're right. Yep. That's all good.
And there's a reveal coming.
Yeah, right. They'll get that going. That's good.
Yep, I had to give them the magic potion and tell them how you knock the boys out.
Yeah, right.
My kids hate hearing this story. But I'll do it on the radio.
Yeah, right. Maybe our listeners won't like it so much either. But anyway.
Smoked skillet chicken dip.
Now, I make that in a buffalo style.
Yes.
But,
yes.
Man, is that good.
It's so simple.
Right.
How do you make yours?
Well, I've got about a 16-inch cast iron skillet. When I do this, I want to do it big because
big.
It goes quick. Man, people love this
but
stuff.
But if you're tailgating.
Right. You could bring it with you. But you might not do like a 10-inch if you're tailgating.
I also have a full set of cast you've seen at my collection.
Right.
And one of them is some of them are cast saucepans.
Yeah.
And something like that might be nice,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because it's deeper that way.
Deep and stays warm.
Right. So,
because it's sometimes cold when you're tailgating.
Yeah. I'm going to mix cream cheese and sour cream together, and that's my base. And I'm probably going to do a little barbecue seasoning in that, something with a little bit of heat, just to give it a little color, and then also to give it a little bit of flavor. And then I've smoked skinless, boneless chicken thighs prior.
Uh-huh.
Right, and I dice those up in little bitty chunks, and I put those on top of that cream cheese mixture, and then I'm going to take some buffalo sauce that you can buy, just an orange buffalo sauce. There's one that's called Moore's, M-O-O-R-E, apostrophe.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's really good,
yeah.
And it even comes with blue cheese in it, but
yes.
I'm getting to that. So then I put a layer of the chicken on there, then I pour the barbecue, the buffalo sauce on top. Right, and then I cover it with cheese, which is Cobb Jack.
Again,
shredded,
whatever you
right,
want, it
whatever
has,
flavor
it's
you
all
like. Cover
be good.
It with that, and then I've made medallions of jalapeno slices, right, fresh ones, not. And I place those all around so you can get a jalapeno on every chip.
Yeah.
Or you can avoid them if you don't want to because they're on the top. Then I put that.
You won't need them if you have enough hot sauce.
Right,
in there.
Right. But I like them on there. They're pretty. Right, and again, it's about the presentation.
So did
for
you
me.
Say you added hot sauce?
No, I don't, because the Moore's buffalo sauce has got a little bit of heat to it. Not much, but I tend to make my dip toward the middle and let people spice it if they want. Put some on their plate and put some hot sauce on it if they want to light it up a little bit. But the jalapenos are fresh, and they're not cored. I just start cutting dice, you know, little dimes all the way down the.
Hold that thought.
Yep.
Hey, I just got a text.
Okay.
Guess who's coming on the next segment?
Who's that?
George Blaha.
Really?
Yeah.
Sparties.
Yeah.
Go green. Oh, you got to go blue, too. We got fans on both sides of that coin. But anyway, so this tailgate dip is wonderful. Put it on the smoker. You could do it in the oven, too, guys. I just usually got a smoker going most of the time. But you throw this thing in the oven, if you'd want to do that, at 300 degrees for about 30 minutes. All you want to do is get everything melted together, and you pull that out, and that cast will keep the dish hot. For maybe an hour. I mean, it's amazing once that cast gets to 300 degrees. You be careful with it because it's heavy and it's hot. But at the end of the day, you just put a spoon in that, throw some on your plate, like Barbecue Bob said.
That's a meal for me.
Oh, man. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And it's
and
super
now,
easy.
Here's the thing. What kind of chicken would you be using?
I use skinless, boneless thighs. And
right.
then I usually do like a little teriyaki
or
marinade on
or
that.
Whatever chicken you've got in your freezer works
right.
too.
Yeah.
Drumsticks make it a little tough.
Right. You know, you got to debone them, and that's why the skinless boneless thighs are so nice.
You're a deboner. You can
put
do
it,
that.
Put it, I watched you do that on Tuesday night. We won't go any further than that. But,
hey,
but it's a make-ahead
so
deal.
So here's a little tip also. Sometimes people say, well, I really prefer skinless boneless breast meat.
Right.
That's fine.
Right.
Grill your breast meat, okay, or smoke it, whatever you like, and then cut it into your chunks, because if you try shredding a breast, you're going to get some really long pieces.
Strandy pieces.
So you want to kind of cut it in one-inch strips across the grain again of that meat. That,
right.
That muscle will make a mess out of your shirt.
Yep. The idea, it's simple, is you want a little bit of everything on a chip. And if you got this big, long, stringy piece of chicken, it's really hard to eat. Yeah. So, and again, but this, the cool part about this is you can make this on Friday and take it with you on Saturday.
That's the best thing to
because do. Because it's good when it sits for a day. Just keep it a little cool after you get it out of the oven then, and then you can eat it cold. Or, it's just as good cold as it is hot.
Yeah.
I prefer it hot, but.
Yeah, you could do it that morning and put it in a little cooler.
Yep.
And my wife has these stones that she heats up.
Yep.
And puts them in with different things like that.
Yep.
You could do something like that. Put a towel in the bottom of your cooler and put one of these big ceramic stones in the bottom. You heat it up in your oven with the dish. You set that in there, and man, that thing will be piping hot if it's a good enough cooler.
Right, right.
You can keep it warm. It's only an hour to Lansing.
Right. Coolers are much better at keeping hot things hot than they are cold things cold.
I agree.
And so, you know, if you...
Why
if
is that?
I don't know. It's physics. I flunked that part
I
of
need
school.
To know.
Well, then figure it out. That's why I was trying. I told you some things my mom taught me that I don't know why they happen either, but you know, I just know that it works that way, right? So Bob, coming up next, we were able to connect with George Blaha. He was the voice of the Michigan State Spartans forever, and he's kind of retired now, but we pulled him out of retirement to have a conversation about the big game this weekend.
He's that good.
So, I'm sure he's going to have some insight. So, coming up next, it's George Blaha and the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys, and we've got a special guest on the Grillin' line right now, Bob.
That's right. Fellow by the name of George, and his last name is Blaha. How are you, George?
Fellas, doing fine. Excited about the big game on Saturday, that's for sure.
Man, tell us your insight there, George.
Well, if you look at these two teams, they all got one of everything. Special teams is really amazing. You know, good kicker, good kickoff guy, good punter, return guys. And on the offensive side of the ball, Michigan runs a little more. The Spartans go deep a little bit more, but both those offenses are very productive, and the defenses are keeping guys off the scoreboard. Sometimes the yardage is up there for Michigan State, but they're keeping the other guys off the scoreboard for the most part.
Yeah, tough in the red zone.
Yeah, very good in the red zone. And I mean, this is the plan to not give up too many big plays. And, you know, the Spartans know about big plays because they make them themselves. Obviously, with all those 60-plus yard passes from Peyton Thorne to his deep receivers, Jaden Reed and Speedy Naylor.
Right, right. So what do you think the top two or three keys to the game is for each of the teams?
Well, first of all, every time these two teams play, almost every time, the team that rushes for the most yardage wins the game. And, you know, Michigan has two very good running backs. They're probably beyond very good. They're excellent. And the Spartans appear to have a great running back. What I've seen, he's a great running back. So somebody is going to have to stop the other guy's running game. And if that happens, they very well could have the upper hand. So that's number one. I think turnovers are obviously number two. And number three, these field goal kickers, Jake Moody on one side and Matt Coghlan for the green and white, they're going to have to be money. Probably can't afford to miss one. And if you miss one, you better not miss two, that's for sure. So that's kind of what I'm looking at anyway, the running game, the turnovers, and the field goal kickers.
So what is your score prediction, the over-under?
Oh, I don't even have a score prediction. I think it'll be a relatively low-scoring game.
I do, too.
However, if it's too low-scoring, it probably puts a lot of pressure on both these quarterbacks. So, and they're going to have to perform. There's probably one more key, really. You got to block Jake Ponischuk if you're Michigan, and you got to block Aiden Hutchinson if you're Michigan State. Those guys are great pass rushers, and they'll mess up your passing game in a big hurry. So they'll have to concentrate on keeping those guys away from their quarterbacks.
Yeah, big game, though. This is George, do you know how long it's been since they've both been a top 10 contender since they played each other?
Well, they tell me it's 1964, the last time these guys were unbeaten and both in the top 10 in the country. And this is the latest they've ever played in the season, both of them unbeaten.
Wow. Yeah.
And so, and Spartan Stadium, by the way, is going to be rocking. This is the second time since the famous 10-10 tie that there have been two top 10 teams playing against one another at Spartan Stadium. Michigan State beat Oregon a few years back when they were both in the top 10.
Right.
And now these guys are going at each other. The thing is, even if these guys were average or slightly above, it would still be a big game. So you can just imagine the tension, not only on the field and among the coaches, but in this crowd too. Nobody wants to lose to the other guy.
No.
In our state, you're either blue or you're green.
Yeah.
Almost 99% of the people have an allegiance. So there's going to be some people very happy and some people very sad come Saturday night.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter where you went to college. Jop and I both went to Ferris, but you still have to pick a team.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Every day.
Well, George, thanks so much for taking a minute with us here. I'm sure you have a lot of people lined up. You're still on the air. Tell us where you're on the air yet.
Well, I'm broadcasting Detroit Pistons on television on Valley Sports Detroit and Michigan State football on the Spartan Media Network, you know, across Michigan, and I think in a few stations, maybe down in Ohio. So, and our flagship station in Michigan probably is WJR AM 760, the Clear Channel 50,000 watt station in Detroit.
Yep. Well, you might run into Frank Beckman there too.
Yep.
Listen.
Hey, I'm betting those Ohio stations are just a little north of Columbus, aren't they?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
probably more than a little.
George Blaha, you're a statewide, if not national, treasure, and we sure appreciate you giving our lowly show a couple minutes of your time.
Are you kidding me? You guys do a great job. I'm happy to be on with you.
Well, thanks so much, George.
All right, go green, George.
All right, go white.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so exciting to talk to him. Now I'm sorry I'm going to be up in the woods.
Well, you can listen to the game. The deer aren't running around at noon. It's kickoff at noon.
I know, and I'm trying to think of what I'm going to do.
Get it on your phone? You get phone service up there?
No, I think I might run into Crankers to watch it.
Oh, well, then you won't be doing any night hunting. Because they make pretty damn good beer there.
Well, but they also have chili dogs.
You're right.
They have Coney Island.
Right.
That's
yeah.
what I'll do.
So if you get back up in the tree after drinking two or three beers and slamming back two or three Coney dogs, there ain't a deer coming anywhere near you. You might as well just stay there and enjoy your afternoon.
You know, if I do my job properly, I'll have a doe down either Friday night or Saturday morning.
Right.
I've got them. I've been watching them long enough, and I kind of got them figured out. So
okay. The
weather's going to be like perfect Saturday morning.
Yep.
If that monster comes by that came by last Saturday, I know where to be.
Yeah, very good, man. That's cool. So anyway, it's just a good time to be outdoors.
So exciting.
Have you dialed in your bow?
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
I'm happy that my shoulder's working.
Okay.
I had a motorcycle accident this spring.
Right.
And I was a mess.
Yep.
I was 63 years old. You don't bounce off the highway very well.
Right.
I was a bloody mess, and thank goodness a fellow stopped and called 911, and those firemen from Belding were there in minutes, and I'm between Lowell and Belding on that road that I don't know what they call it, change his name a million times, right. But it winds its way up to Belding. Those firemen were there, and I'm sure I looked a mess because I saw pictures of it, and I just blood all over my head. And one says, what's your name? And they're going through all this stuff. And I said, really, I'm fine. And he goes, okay, who's president? And I said, well, technically, I think we have two. Yeah. The guy goes, he's fine.
Yeah.
They started laughing.
Right.
And right. Then I had the two cutest nurses take me in. So I was I was on my way to the hospital with a couple of beauties.
Well, there you
giving
go.
Me drugs.
Yep. Thank you for the public servants that are out there.
Yes.
And our first responders and all those people.
Oh, these girls from Life EMS, fantastic.
Yep.
They took control.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. So, Conrad, how much time do we have left? Because I don't want to tell a story if I'm going to box us into a corner.
You got a couple minutes.
All right. Very good. we can go with another one. But
I want to know who Conrad's watching this weekend.
Michigan okay. State. Come on. It's the biggest game. Well, it might be the biggest game between the two ever.
And right. It's probably the biggest game nationally.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So who are you going to be rooting for?
Here's two things. One is I was conceived at Michigan State.
Okay.
But you went to Michigan.
No, I got my kidney at Michigan.
Okay. So depends on what you're drinking that
right.
day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I thought you went to college with Mosheri.
I did at Central, sure.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He's a Chippewa.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. All right.
What year was that?
Long time ago.
The championship team?
Did you fall out of a tree last week?
The championship team?
Gary Hogaboom, yes. It was the championship team.
No, Kurt and Ron Clemens were on that team.
Right.
Yeah. The Sunshine Boys.
Right. See, there you go. So I was probably shining the wheels on their car.
Yeah.
That's the way that works. Well, hey, we appreciate you tuning in. And we are the Grilling Guys. We have a lot of fun doing this, and we hope you have about half as much as we do listening. But get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, do some tailgating. There's no better weekend than this one.
And don't forget.
What's that?
Go green.
All right. Go white. We'll talk with you next week.